Okay, welcome to Chapter 8, the editing phase. Oh, big sigh, because editing can sometimes feel like punishment, right? We've written the thing for crying out loud, and now we have to go through it multiple times. Because this is really where you stop putting ideas in and you start shaping your story so it makes sense to someone else. So this stage really is very important. And I want you to reframe it a little bit. Like, you're the producer now of the book, right? Now is the time to, if you will, spit shine it up a little bit so that it's serves its purpose, it's readable. And it looks fantastic. You're dressing this book out to go into the world. Because you've already told the story. Now it's about making it clear for the reader who wasn't in your head when you spoke it. It's really just cleaning things up so your ideas land. You're not going to rewrite your whole book. You're just helping it make sense out loud and on paper. So don't get hung up in this stage, but also don't skip it, right? I've read so many books of late that clearly there was no editor because the ideas don't flow. There's lots of misspellings. I was trying to think of what the, there was a book I read about finance and he had a word that he had mangled. He got it right in the first part and then it changed. And so it changed it and it totally threw me out, right? But, so this is to prevent people from doing that, from going too many misspellings or whatever and passing over your book. So when you recorded, you were in flow mode, right? And maybe when you went back and did that kind of eagle eye view over your whole book. But now this is really focusing mode. And you can't do both at the same time. So it's good to give yourself a little distance, take a walk, sleep on it, maybe give it a day before you come back. And come back as a reader instead of the writer. Right now I'm putting on a different hat because I want to understand the reader experience. How many times should you edit? You're going to hear all kinds of numbers, right? I would say at least two and then as many as you can stand. Preferably though, give yourself a deadline because we could edit ourselves to death, get more and more confused. A deadline will keep it real and keep you in on your own timeline anyway. So the first pass really, does it flow? Does it make sense where things are? Do we go from, if it's a framework, does it follow the steps? Does it keep the reader engaged? Does it have that emotional arc? So some of this should have been sussed out a little bit in the previous chapter. But now we're going to do it very systematically, right? The last chapter is kind of getting that overview. Second, does it sound like me? Things to consider, is there jargon that I need to explain that somebody who isn't an expert in my field wouldn't know? Are there disconnected ideas or thoughts? Are the words clean? No typos or weird grammar? Really a great way to do it. You already spoke it out, right? So you know that you can read it out. But because when you read it out, you'll hear what your eyes miss. If you trip over a sentence, your reader will too. So just even walking around the house saying it out loud. And because you had such a great AI assistant, I'm guessing a lot of this is going to be very minimal for you, as it has been for me. You still want to do it, right? So let's talk a little bit about the different kinds of editors so you don't hire the wrong one. So a developmental editor helps with structure, right? The big picture stuff. If you've followed our book, you really have that structure. You should be good on that. But it's entirely up to you. You can absolutely look into these type of editors. We can also help you connect with them. Line editor. So helps your sentences flow and sound natural. A copy editor fixes grammar and spelling. Spelling isn't necessarily an issue. Maybe a little bit of grammar. Again, your AI assistant is fabulous in that area. A proofreader gives it one last cleanup before publishing. So you don't need them all. With our system, I don't know if you need any. Maybe just a couple of trusted friends and Grammarly are enough. That's going to have to be your call. We're always glad to consult with you. But I would suggest beta readers. But before then, what I do want to give you, when you hire someone, right, ask for examples of the work. The last editor I worked with, the gal who I hired, who then hired the editor, her regular one was not available. So she used this second person. She was horrible when she rewrote things in my book. So she would find a section, she would suggest a rewrite. I denied all of them. Her grammar was atrocious. It was really quite horrifying. But what it did was it alerted me that these were places that somebody didn't understand. I needed to either reword, re-explain, or somehow fix that, right? The other thing that she did was she would change the to a. Now that seems like, and at first some of those I bypassed, but then I got looking at what she was changing. And I was very clear on the intention of my book and my sentences. And sometimes by changing those, it changed the intent. And I tell you that not to bash editors in any way, shape, nor form, but only to say, take the feedback, but don't automatically rewrite. You're still the author. This is your work, your body of knowledge. So, yeah, own that and don't, you know, she said, the rule of three. I had something, I think I only had two. She said, the rule of three. I was like, I don't care about the rule of three. Two is what works for me in this sentence. So again, it's your voice, your story, your message. Just be aware that editors, maybe to earn their pay. Again, I'm not bashing editors in any way, shape, or form, but you are the ultimate authority. Then let's move on to beta readers. I think this is a must, personally. Pick 2 to 3 people who will tell you the truth. Even if you have one, that is perfect. Ask them to be very upfront with you. Were there places they were confused? They didn't understand a word, where they lost interest, anything like that. Their feedback is gold because you actually get to see what readers experience, right? Someone who is not in your head before you go on and publish this. So I can't say enough great things about beta readers. And of course, there's plenty of AI and tools that can catch repetitive phrases, awkward sentences, spelling. So spell checker with suggestions, right? Or taking phrase, specific parts that you're like, I don't know, running them through an AI like ChatGPT. And we're also building, well, let's leave that off. So yeah, absolutely make use of other AI, other tools, that can help you through this editing process. And your biggest thing, right, with working in as editor is just to protect your voice. Your style matters more than perfect grammar. And if there's things that you say that aren't grammatically correct, but that's what you want in the book, then holds true to that. I think it's way more important now for people to get a sense of who we are through our book than that we're the ultimate expert in it, right? Because we are the ultimate expert, or we wouldn't have enough material for a book. So now let's give them that little slice to, I always say, here's the thing. And my readers know that. And, you know, keep, so if you get hung up in that, keep a few of your favorite sentences, like, nearby so you can compare the tone as you go. That's also another way, great way to use ChatGPT or large learning language models, is to ask them, compare these two tones, right? And pick the one you want and then adapt the other. So, and don't get stuck in perfection. Every author finds mistakes later. That's normal. Crikey, I had multiple beta readers, had a semi-editor, I had a paid editor. I edited 4 times. And still, there was, it wasn't necessarily a misspelling. It was a misspelling, but it was our, O-U-R, versus O-U-T. Ah, right? You're going to see those and roll your eyes. But that happens. We try our best to avoid it, but sometimes it just does, right? But what matters is finishing. Done is better than endless edits, and you will get exhausted by editing. So don't worry about it, that having to be perfect. And before you hand it off for formatting, or, you know, before you call it completely good on editing, you want to skim once more for obvious errors. Just looking through. Yeah, then stop. Call a hard stop on it. As I said before, in book writing, it's always good to have a deadline, but especially in editing, because it can feel like super minutia that we just, like, we're stuck in the toilet bowl and we'll never get out of the toilet bowl of editing. But editing is really the moment your book grows up, right? She is now ready for her public appearance. It's where your voice becomes readable for everyone else. So take a breath, because you are an author and your words matter.